Yeah, it went well for my first day back, you know. Felt better than I thought I would, so just keep on getting better and hopefully be ready to go on Sunday.
So you feel like the process with the finger is still ongoing as you get towards Sunday?
Yeah, no question.
You feel like you can declare yourself ready to go now?
No, I mean, it's still an ongoing process, so, I mean, it'll be something that coach has to decide, you know, and myself, but I'm going to do everything I can. Everybody wants to play, obviously, on opening day, and I'm no different. I want to get out there and compete and do everything I can do to help the team win.
Kyle, what is kind of the factor which might, you know, is it your effectiveness in practice? Is it your pain tolerance? Is it just how it feels?
Well, I mean, probably a combination of all of them, you know. I got to be the best guy for it, you know. If I'm not ready to go, I can't hold the team back, obviously, and, you know, it'll just be a process throughout the week.
Is it painful or is it?
It doesn't feel great. I mean, it doesn't feel ideal, but it's, you know, that's football, and everybody has to deal with a little bit of pain, and I'm no different.
Does it have the ability to grip?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I wore a glove yesterday, and I don't know if I'll do that on Sunday or not, but right now that's the best way for me to go.
Have you ever played with a glove in the winter?
No.
What was the glove do to kind of take the pressure off the finger a little bit?
It just gives you a little bit extra grip on the ball. Sometimes a little bit too much grip, you know. So if I can play without it, that'd be great. But if I have to go with it, you know, no big deal.
Based on that day when it happened, it's so close to opening day, are you just happy to have a chance even to be?
Yeah, no question. I think we got lucky, and it wasn't more than it was. And you know, to have a chance to play this weekend is great.
What presents the most problems with it? Is it the handing off or is it the long-term?
I don't think there's a huge issue with it, to be honest with you. There wasn't yesterday. It was a pretty clean practice yesterday.
I know you don't want to declare yourself ready right now, but are you confident you will be starting on Sunday? Do you think right now in your head that you're
I mean, I'm preparing that I'm going to play. I mean, no question about it, and try to take as many reps as I can this week in practice to get ready and be ready to go on Sunday.
Now that you guys are into a real game tweak, how much of the, you know, game plan specifically for Cincinnati, how different is it from offenses that you've been in before? How different is it from preseason?
Really, I'm different than preseason. I mean, we were still working so much on ourselves, but I think when you get to this point in the season, most teams are pretty much off of yourselves and moving right on to focusing totally on their opponent, and we're no different.
What's it's Brandon Marshall like since he's come back?
Brandon had a great attitude yesterday. We worked hard, worked after practice, and got a few more throws in, and he's been great.
You guys haven't had a whole lot of time together off season. Training camp, preseason. Is that overrated?
If he's open, it's overrated. I mean, it's not all that hard to throw to open guys, so, and he does a good job of that. So I don't see us having too many issues.
Looking at Cincinnati, what do you see as far as their defense, what they're going to throw at you?
I mean, for the last 3 or 4 years, they've just, you know, created so many turnovers, and that's the way they win. So offensively, we got to certainly take care of the football. They've got good players that create a lot of havoc and like to create a lot of pressure, so we've got to be smart with the football and make plays.
Stokely said yesterday, besides the postseason, opening game, opening week is probably the most exciting. You agree with that?
Yeah, no question. It's a lot of fun, and, you know, nobody knows exactly what you have as a team until you actually step out there opening day. I mean, you can look at preseason, all that stuff, but nobody really knows until you get out there opening day and the bullets start flying for real. So we're all excited. We think we have a good football team and a good chance to go out and show everybody week one.
Besides excitement of the opening week, is it also a little bit of a relief to finally get to this point?
Yeah, it's been a long off season. I know we've put a lot of work in here, learning the new system, getting, you know, everything that we've done since I've gotten here has been geared towards Cincinnati and getting off to the right start. So everybody's put a lot of work into it, and it's time to see what we have.
How different is it for you here as opposed to Chicago with the line that you have? I know they're a little banged up, but I know you said early on that it was you had a little bit more time to go.
Yeah,
to second or third.
I mean, obviously our line's critical in our success. When they play well, it seems the running game works, the passing game works. So they do a great job of protecting me, obviously, and it'll be nice to have that little bit of extra time this week.
Was it an adjustment? I know in Chicago you were going to throw it away.
It was certainly a different system and a different style. You know, we certainly got the ball out of our hands as fast as we could and took a completion. But here, if the opportunity presents itself, you know, we're going to move across the field and try to get the ball down the field a little bit more.
Have they told you, Brandon, if regardless if you play or not this week, the stitches, is this the last week for the stitches?
I sure hope so. Yeah, I sure hope so.
Has Josh ratcheted up his intensity at all now that it's game week, or is he the same?
I think everybody has. Every player, every coach, this is what you prepare for, this is what you work for, and you can't go out and make mistakes in practice and practice poorly. You got to have good practices and carry that over into the game.
How can you sense that, or how does that manifest itself?
I mean, this is what we do, and this is how we play, and I think everybody knows. I mean, once it gets to opening week, the game moves faster. It's not like you don't try in the preseason or anything, but for some reason the game's faster, and it means something.
Did you watch Hard Knocks at all?
No. No.
No,
we've got plenty of film to watch.
Hey, Kyle, Brian Dawkins is going to come in. We were watching him pregame. He gets a little fired up, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's an emotional guy, and he's a leader. You know, obviously, captain for us, and he likes to get going before the game. I've never seen anything like it before, to be honest with you.
We saw things.
I'm glad I'm not playing against him anymore.